As we heard from President Trump's tweet this week, General Motors is in negotiations to sell its Lordstown plant to a Cincinnati-based electric truck maker. It's called Workhouse Group, Inc. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here now. So this could throw some water on that fire that's been scorching GM since it announced it's idling five North American plants.
Yeah, it could. And I think that's the intent. Certainly, that was the president's intent yesterday, President Trump, when he tweeted about it just hours after talking to CEO Mary Barra and hearing the news. But already the reaction, I think, is very muted, particularly from the people who it would affect most.
Which would be the workers in the union?
Correct. And, you know, the union immediately came out and frankly sounded very intransigent and said, look, the only thing that we think is acceptable is that General Motors puts a new product into that plant and that plant keeps running. And as I said to a colleague, I said, the one thing the union is demanding is the one thing they will not get. My own view of this is that of these four plants that have been targeted in the United States for now for idling, but ultimately for closure, I think the one that's least likely to stay open probably is Lordstown. The ones in Southeast Michigan, Detroit, Hamtramck, and in Warren maybe are more likely to because people can move around. I think already the skepticism about who this potential buyer is getting kind of strong. They've had financial problems. I had never heard of them. And a number of other of our people said, who's Workhorse in the electric vehicle space? I mean, we didn't know who these people were. And they've had issues. That's a huge plant. So there's no question that the amount of jobs that would be created, I got to believe, would be far less than you would get in a traditional big three manufacturing facility.
For what it's worth, I'm looking at your colleague Nora Naughton's piece in the news and noting that Workhorse recorded sales were $364,000 in the first quarter of this year when net losses were $6.3 million.
Right. And by the way, our understanding is that Workhorse has indicated that they would be willing to assume the union workforce, which would be a major issue, of course, going forward. People in that space, as a general rule, in the startup space, don't deal with unions. I mean, Elon Musk has been very strong in trying to keep the UAW out of Tesla in California. They've been in some pitched rhetorical battles over some things, and there have been unfair labor practices and workplace issues that have been brought to the attention by the union, and he keeps pushing back. They don't need that in their cost structure, and I think they will do everything they can to avoid it.
You know, looking at Lordstown, is there any reason to take what might be happening there and look at GM's Hamtramck and Warren plants and the workers there, about the people?
I had heard that from some GM sources a couple of months ago that they expected that there was interest in Lordstown and that they thought that they might be able to sell it to another manufacturing concern. But I think what you're seeing in the reaction to all this is just how valuable a big three auto assembly operation is to a local and regional community. You know, how much money in payroll they're paying out. And it doesn't matter if it's GM and Ford or Toyota and Nissan down south. These things are major cogs in local economies. And when they go down and they disappear, it is very difficult to replace them. General Motors, after the bankruptcy, they had another plant in suburban Dayton that they closed. It was an assembly plant in Moraine. And it ultimately got bought by the Chinese, a glass manufacturer called Fuyao. So you have a supplier that is now in an old assembly plant and is producing things. But it's not the same thing economically. I don't think it's a UAW-represented plant. Nevertheless, the dynamics change, and that's why the union is so insistent on trying to stop this in any way, shape, or form they can. They've already got a federal lawsuit against General Motors. You use the phrase idled. They would object to your use of that word because there's a technical definition of idled under the contract. And that's why General Motors came out and said these plants are unallocated because that word is not in their contract. And you can't idle a plant without the approval of the union. So the union hasn't approved the idling of any of these plants. So that's why they are unallocated, meaning they were building product. In the case of Lordstown, they built out the crews and they're done. Hamtramck, Detroit Hamtramck, is still running. But it does have a date certain, I think in January of next year, when it will run out and it will not have new product. So no new product is allocated. Now, we do have negotiations to start in the middle of the summer. So I think, is there a chance that a Detroit Hamtramck, for example, might emerge with a new product? I wouldn't be surprised at all if that happens. I mean, General Motors is putting a lot of investment in a lot of its existing plants. So to the extent that they could maybe get a more aggressive local agreement, which makes it economically more attractive to the manufacturer, then I think potentially you could get something like that in Detroit-Hamtramck.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Coming up, getting the word out about the need for bilingual foster homes.
When they have a family who doesn't speak that language, they do pick it up a little faster, but that kind of takes away from that safe space that they should have at home where they can kind of just relax and not have to fight to have their needs known.
That comes up later this hour. You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.